השם אל מוישה, אמר אל הכהנים בני אהרן, ואמרת עליהם לנפש איתם ובעמם. בחוי זה מלובלין, יוצא בדרך רמז, אמר אל הכהנים, תל דכהנים, בני אהרן, you are the kids of Aaron HaKoyim. Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom. Ever El HaKoyanim, tell the Koyanim, you are the kids of Aaron, Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom. V'omar Tovayim, but tell them, Lenefesh Lo'itamo V'amo. Some people, they're busy with Ahavas Yisrael, they do all of the Aveyos in the name of Ahavas Yisrael. So busy doing peace and being nice to everyone, they metame themselves completely. Everyone will figure out himself. Ooh. Zog bechoyze, emoir el hakoyan, bnei Aaron. The kid of Aaron, oyev shalom. Aba vamartol, emen, bele nefesh lo itam. Very nice, try to help people, but don't become tamei. Don't lose yourself because you're busy in Ahavas Yisrael. ואומרת עליה, לנפש לא איתנו. So what is אמר אל הכהנים? ואומרת עליה. So we said הפשט עם דחויזה. חויזה מלובלין. חויזה מלובלין. ואומרת עליהם. Rashi brings down Chazal, that also are bothered in Emor el HaKoyanim v'ni Aaron ve'omarto aleihem. Chazal says, Emor el HaKoyanim, you v'ni Aaron, but omarto aleihem, remind them. A nice person could do all the mistakes as well. But Rashi says, ve'omarto aleihem lehazir gdolim al haktan. It's an issue to metame a Koyan Kotan. Lehazir gdoilim al haktan, you're not allowed to metam a kohen kotan. The shaila is why you have to have a special posuk. Ve'omarta aleihem lehazir gdoilim al haktan. Why? We know every mitzvah in the Torah you have to make sure that the kids will not do the aveiros. אז גדולים על הקטנים, you're not allowed to be מתאם with them. אז הרב משה שטרנבוך brings down, נגיע על לאט, he says, most kids of Klal Yisrael know how to behave, right? They know you only eat badats, right? As a Jewish kid, you only eat badats. You don't go to the hotel, you only eat badats, yeah? The kid knows what you do. He knows, he doesn't open the Bible to Shabbos. He knows, you do carry, you don't carry, the kid knows. The Kohanim kids have a problem. Everyone else goes, Lamashal, to Kvarim. Yeah? Everyone could be Mevatel Torah sometimes to go to Kvarim. He knows Kohanim don't do that. So the kid starts to get mixed up. Lamashal, we don't go to Miron Kohanim. Yeah? My kids, everyone is going. So I have to remind you, we are Kohanim, we are not going. So he says, same thing if a person is in Chutz La'aretz and it is amongst goyim. He has to know it's a special chinuch to tell your kids, I'm different. So when you're in a crowd, that it's not moving me'elov how to behave, so it's a special azorah lehazir gdoilim al haktanim. But I had a chkir, a lombish chakir. What is the issur of lehazir gdolim al haktan? It's like a regular lehazir gdolim al haktan. Regular lehazir gdolim al haktan. Chinuch hazayah, which Shtelbuch says because he's not aware. Or it's a special mitzvah here lehazir. I'll tell you where is the nafkamina. My son was very sick. He was 1 year old. He's about to die. They had to take him emergency to the hospital. The only hospital they could take him was a hospital full of mason. Pekuach Nefesh, he was about to die. So we knew we have to take him. I had a suffix. Who will push the carriage into the hospital? If my wife pushes it, the hazard gdolim al haktanim. So she's over on the lav with metame ktane. Better, I will hire a goy, then she will push the carriage in. So b'mele, the isul, the tamis is a ktane. Every the Moshe Shabbos, if you have to put on the life, you do it by a goy, you do it by a goy. So the isul has a gdoy limala ktane. If my wife pushes the carriage in, go on average, but put in the light in Shabbos. I will get a goy to push my baby in. Other name? I told you, it's chus of the kid. So I got my shell of Ambu, he said, for sure, that's a beautiful idea, brilliant idea. I said to him, Eliashim, he said, Meshut Pani Boy, if you don't need to do it. Why? He said, the Isu Lehaz Gdolim al Aktanim is the Gdolim in charge of the mitzvah of the Aktanim. If a Zayi Vayi that the cotton doesn't have the Isu because it's Bekoach Nefesh, the Godel has Metanim is not available Bechlau. But the Chkira is, is an issue to metame the cotton, it has a gdoilim al aktanim. So even if the cotton is a pikuach nefesh, but it's an issue to metame, it's a pikuach nefesh. If you can do it by a goy, do it by a goy. Or the issue is that has a gdoilim al aktanim, that the gdoilim will be in charge and the mitzvah of the ktanim. But if a zeivait that is no ktanim, is no chiv on the ktanim, but Yashi told me. So even though I wanted to do what I wanted to do, but I decided the mitzvah lishma I did at home to go to Ladol to Mekabel against what I thought, this would be a bigger schus to the kid. So I told my wife to go to the hospital. The last minute the hospital machine broke, so we couldn't go in, and then we went to a place that is no mason. So I'm a siyata lishma. In the beginning they told us that it's the only place in the country that I have the machine. So when it broke, they told us there's another machine somewhere else. Kederech kol haoretz. But we call Makayim, because the insurance more, as a place, and they don't tell you about it. Rabbi Melech Mevashin says, V'hazu gdoyim al aktanim, says a gebaldi kibol, when you give Musa, he says, so you have gdoyim, choshir yidin, aktanim, bad guys, don't come Friday, go away, for Shabbos, come back Monday, all bad people. He says, when you give Musa to the aktanim, he says, don't give it, if you yell only at the aktanim, they get very insulted. Yell on everyone, even the guys that don't do it. The guys that do it already will have the Musa. Says when we mach lehazi, gdolim al haktanim. Ein haktanim, the gdolim davar shegiven the Musa. But if you only give Musa to the ktanim, they'll be very offended. So the Torah said lehazi gdolim al haktanim, give the Musa to the gdolim mid haktanim. Then the pasuk says, "Him shere Yaakov alav leimoi veleoviv velebnoi velebitoi veleochiv laachoisa apsura shor laachoisa leish lo yitamo." This is the mitzvah. It says first mother, then father, then bnoi, then bitoi. The yashash would be first the father, then the mother. Why it says le'imoy ve'le'oviv? So the chure, the imoy, is for sure more than this his mother. The father, you never know whether he was the father or not. It's only roi b'ilas ha'rabah. So the chure, the mother is before the father. Yeah, but why it's a meratzis to say it? Even it's a machoinim say it. Because if it's not my father, I'm not a kohen. The kohen can't tell his father, listen, the mother is for sure my mother, you are not for sure my father. So the mele, I can't be metamed to you, because the mother is a father, you are suffering. The mother is the same suffering like the father, because the whole issue of the metamed to the father is if he's the father. So saying by that he's not the father, you're not a kohen. What's he going to say? Laikru kolcho beroishom, ובפסורם ובאסרוי שם סקוינם להיגליכו ובפסורם להיסרת וסורם. We're not allowed to shave funny ways. But the question is, we know every year is not allowed to shave different ways. It's a special azorah לקויאנים ובאסקונם להיגליכו ובאסרוי לא יקרו כורך ובראי שם. The Marian Diskin brings down. אז יש שתית עם רמב״ם. In Sefer HaMitzvot. that what is this mitzvah not to take these haircuts? He said that these haircuts, that you shave the sides of the tree in the middle, the goyim did it, the kmorim, people of the church, they did it. Why they did it? When they walk in the street, they have the gal with the whole thing. Everyone knows. It's the priest, yeah? Now, in the old days, there was no private showers. You know, everyone went to the Mizamechitz. That was the way to clean himself. He comes in, he takes off all the clothes. No one knows who he is. How he will get a respect? So they had a special haircut. Everyone knew he went out clothes. Was the... Zog de Teire zu unsere Koyanim, that the Koyanim is the symbolizer of Avdei Hashem, Moisra HaToyro. Adam Godel has to be Adam Godel, not because you see his frack, not because you see his beard. I saw it in my life. I was with a lot of choshuva people. Maybe they had the levush, I'm not saying. But when I was with real choshuva people, and they showed up where they showed up, after 5 minutes, everyone knew that they're choshuva. Without people telling them, you know, he's the Rosh Hashiva from Pliny Almoni. But it was people that, their name is bigger, but they were not so choshuva. Until you didn't say the name, no one even turned. I'm sure you, yourself, you know that also. And some choshuva people, their present serves choshuva. I'm asking. The Taylor said the Kohanim are not allowed to have in their body samples that they're Kohanim. They need to be that we could see on them that they have the Hashem. This is the Hashem says, you need to come to the Madrege as Mized Rubloini Shalom Atoiro Manoi Maisov Manoi Matukonim Drochov Ashreyovim Shalim De Toiro. You walk around, people say, we see that he's a Yeshiva Boch. We see he's learning in a Choshev Yeshiva. Not because they know the name. Not, oh, yeah, thank you, we see that he's in that Yeshiva. You can see him. He comes, he stands from such a choshev place. So the Tere asked them the Kohanim. You have to say, the Kohanim was in the way, serving Hashem there. But the system was really, everyone worked in the fields, and Shevet Levi was Kodesh Kadosh. You know that Lo Shevet Levi ben Bad, Lo Kodesh Mish Misrol, Shevet Levi ben Bad. But that is the Tzuras Nois Na'atayro. So it's an issue to have a temple. You have to look. Then the Pesuk is Mamshik. The Akoyin HaGodol Me'echot. Al-Kol Nafshe Yismeis Lo Yobu. Lo'oviv u'le'imo ilo yitabo. So here it's Fakert. When it says no, it says first not to the father and not to the mother. When it says yes, it says to the mother and the father. So again, I'm saying this. The Achronim wanted to say the Chiddush is he's allowed to metame to mother and even to father, even if the father is not 100%. When it's also to father and even mother. This is what I stand the Achronim. I'm saying again, the Pella is because it doesn't make sense. But the Ore is the Ore. Then by us it says, the Kohen Hedid says, Le'ovi v'le'imo yitamo. And the Kohen Godel says, I'm sorry, Le'imo v'le'ovi v'itamo, mother and even father. And the Kohen Godel says, not father and not even mother. So, but I would ask you a question, this is the Kohen Hedid say that is the Psha. The Kohen Hedid is allowed to mother and even father who is not 100%. And Kohen Godel is not allowed to, not the father, and even not the mother. Yeah. The kasha is, but for say vayit, if you don't know that it's the father, it's the rutsim on it. Why the Kohen Godel is not allowed to metame? So it's brought down, I want to tell you a vault, it's a hard vault. It says brought down, it's a big one, it's foreign. Kohen Godel was the number one in Klalis. But the Kohen Gadol really was that person that serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kivyochol, the connection with Bayir Olam and Klal Yisrael was the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to metame to his family. Why? because the manik of Klal Yisrael cannot be a matzav that is some people that he's closer to him than more from different people. And I will explain. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have to respect his parents. But to metamik kivyochol, to take off the kedusha of Hashem for someone that he's family with, that is kivyochol, that some people are closer to the plate. I want to say two stories from Belimelech Belajin. Two stories. When he was mekabel himself Abbas Yisrael, that's what his bodam, Yerushalayim. He was mekabel Abbas Yisrael that every yid will be the same. That he will take care and love every yid the same. This is what he was mekabel on himself. He went to Golis for a couple of years, working on himself. He came back into Golis, and on the way into the city, he sees like a wagon of horses rushing out. And when he's walking with his stick, coming back from his Golis, he hears two people in the wagon speaking to each other. Lezak is such a nice bacher. Hope we manage to get to the professor before he dies. Lezak. He thinks to himself, Lezak, what happened to him? It's no time to think. You know, he's walking, he's dressed up yet with his Golis like a clothes, they don't know who he is yet. And his wagon just zooms out, walks around. People of the whole shtetl talking about Lezer, and he hears that this Lezer is like the Lezer of the son of the baker. He says, for what I went to Golis for 3 years, if when I hear that it's not my son, I said Baruch Hashem. He turned around and he went for another 2 years for Golis. He said, I don't have Alice's son. All of us are kids of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another mice brought down, and Santos Azov brings down that was at one time that the Talmidim of Rabbi Melech saw that he doesn't, he stopped to put on the film of Rabbi Lutam. He said, you stopped for a big reason Rabbi Melech would say. He didn't say nothing. So they would keep quiet. After a couple days, he started to put it out again. He said, I'll tell you. His Seder Hayom was, he would wake up from Chatzor Yisrael, Tikkun Chatzor Yisrael, Vayda Sayyom, v'chule, till Ma'ir. Then, he would make Cheshvan HaNefesh, eat supper, and go to sleep. Everyone kept quiet, he was with a couple of hours that he rest. One day, he made a Cheshvan HaNefesh, everything in the Suda, he's ready. He went into bed, and he hears like knocks on his door. Emergency, he's a Melech, my daughter is going to die. He said, just don't let me to sleep. Chamish can left. We had to get up. Let the person in. We got the name. Davin. After half an hour, the guy came back. Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. Went back to bed. Made a cheshvan hanefesh. He thought to himself. I said, don't let me. Chamish can left hanefesh. I'm busy tapping my nose. Chamish can left hanefesh. But if my daughter would knock on the door and say her daughter is sick, I would also say, Melodish can left hanefesh. I would say, oh, Chosh, the daughter comes to the tata to cry, right? So by me, so I'm not a chosid. And Ramosh state, ve'ein maniach tefillin ha'avirutam, elo mishu chosid v'maisot. So I decided I have to work on myself a couple days in the tshuva to be in the right madrega. Trying to explain, and I will explain. I say, alamol divretei, yishorim, tzadikim, yeilchubah, v'reshoim, yikoshchubah. Some people hear this shmuz, okay, from now on, my brother, I don't pick up his phone calls. My parents call me, I don't care. Don't take this to take your parents less than your brother less. Upraise different people like they're your brother. To a brother, you never say no. To parents, you never say no. And the Melech worked in the Madrega that he has to say no to different people. But don't start to say, okay, so I'm starting to be like Abel Melech, I'll just take down my peers a little bit, be easy to, you know, to make everyone the same. Not everyone the same. Brother, you never say no. Sister, you never say no. Only if she tells you, you know, to go out to eat with those men. But yeah, you never say no. Well, they want the hell of a babysitter to say no, no, no. Yeah? Parents, you never say no. what we are speaking about, so I explained, the Kohen Gadol, he was the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. You can't take down the Kedusha. There's no way. If the Torah were clear that for his brother he takes it off, his brother is dead. He could walk in the Leviathan, that Adam is far away. But if he will come to the if he will come and metame himself to his brother, means that the Kedusha from Kohen Gadol is still the family. It means that there's some people that are more from different people. And that could not be by Klal Yisrael. That could not be by Klal Yisrael. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ish mezarcho. כל איש אשר יקרב מכל זרחם על הקודשי ותומוסו יולו ונכרסו הנפש ההיא מלפונה יני השם סדרה שבנכרסו יוכל מצד זה לצד זה יקורץ וישו במוקרים אחר תלמוד לא אמר אני השם בכל מוקרים אני יוכל מצד זה לצד זה תלמוד לא אמר אני השם ונכרסו פרק חובייס פוסו גימא ונכרס יוכל מצד זה לצד זה so I heard once a mice in Neuro it reminded me something that I feel like I normally I never see this last couple of years and I saw it today I think I'll tell you why I think I should never see it first I'll tell you what there's a mice in Neuro was a yid he lived in Galicia and he lived, you know he parnassed with the porridge Chalamot Pesach, they're sitting together in all the Cheshboinets. And they got, Baruch Hashem, everything is Givaldi. And the Poritz took out a bottle of Yash and gave him a L'chaim. L'chaim. And he drove. And a second later, he remembered it's Pesach. Didn't know what to do. So he went to the Shoyal Umesh. It's Bishop Shol Natanzo. And he said, Rebbe, give me a tshuva, I eat chametz and Pesach. So he said, you know, go to the Rebbe Sholem Yibelz, let him to give you a tikkun, but I want to hear what he will say. So he went. And he gave him an etzer. He told him, sell everything what you have and move to Eretz Yisrael. He said, why? It says, twice. You ain't Meshuggah in Chametz. It says in Medrash Eicho, Golso Yehuda Me'oini. Dorshi Reshum Es Eimrim, Golso Yehuda Me'oini, Shelo Yochlu Lechem Oini, so the Kapora is Golos. Also he told him, it says in Shmois Yudbeis, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichreso, the trop is gershayim. Eloshen girush, sending away, gershayim. So the kapore, and eating chometz, is gershayim. So he came, he told him, Shalom Eishiv says, Givaldik, when you stop at the way there, it's Yisrael, you're going again to say goodbye to the Rebbe. Asim that in our pasha, in pasha's emoir, it says emoir alayhem de roisom kol isha sheikra mikol zarcho lekitim reicha. The nichras on nefesh ayim. It says also gershayim. You write it all of the chorus in the Torah doesn't say gershayim. Only in chometz, but there's one more in pasha's emoir. Shuitk mitnush betuma ve nichras. It says also gershayim. So how you can tell me that Val, the only place that says gershayim is in chometz, so gods. You tell him, look at the Rashi. Yochol mitzad lezad, Talmud lo imar ani Hashem. In Chometz it doesn't say ani Hashem. Bidir. Why Rashi never asks Yochol mitzad lezad? It says v'nichreso, it's v'nichreso. Aber do shteit gershayim, Yochol mitzad lezad, Talmud lo imar ani Hashem. It's a beautiful vote. So normally I say this vote in Parsha Shmos. When we get to Chometz, here it's only the Kashim in the Teretz. But I realized that last week someone told me a mice and I never took care of it. I couldn't take care of it yet. The Bacher told me, his family decided every year, you know, from the best of the mishpachas, every year they go to a hotel for Pesach. Program, they call it. Yeah. This year they decided, so the family, going chutz la'aretz, they'll rent a special hotel in Eretz Yisrael. So they rented a whole wing of a hotel. It's half an hour from Yerushalayim. It's like a big hotel, and that is like a smaller hotel that is a wing. Every room has a big private swimming pool. And they rented it. They were there for Pesach, a beautiful program. And one of the families very frum, extra 5-6 mashgichim, extra machines, coffee machines specially, popcorn machines specially. All different things, mamish. Second day on the, so all the main program was 7 days, and they had 8 days because the second day during the Suda, they bought a very geschmacky dessert, like a souffle dessert. That's Mashgichim Kosher Pesach. So Bacher was wondering to himself, 8 days, the food was very schwach. Ruchnis was very good, but the Gashmir was in the years in America, it was better. From the 8 day, the geschmacky dessert comes. He ran to the main building. There was ready, regular, nothing. And he said, everyone is eating this dessert. Pashta Chometz. Went back, was a misunderstanding. Again, the hotel felt very bad for them, so he sent them good desserts. And he saw they have very schwache desserts on the other side. The manager decided to... Everyone was eating it. From people. And what we learn out from it, everyone will learn out of himself, yeah? But he told them, I said, do nothing about it. Now I realize today, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to tell them to go to Golus. And this is what I'm going to call them today. To go to Golus. I think that is the guy. I just felt my shemayim when I was learning it. So we'll see what will happen. But I'm glad to tell them that I said it in the shim. I hope maybe it will help. They won't, the pasuk is mamshich. Ish. Bibnei Yisrael u'nager asher yogu yakriv korbono lechol nidreim v'lechol nidvoisum asher yakrivu la'ashem. Ish mibnei Yisrael. Ish. Chazal Darshan, the Menochets. Ish, le rabbis, es anochrim, shenoidrim, nedorim, ve nedobis. Asher yakrivu la Hashem, le oilo, we bore him in Perik, from Beit Pazer, Yulchetz. Shenoidrim, nedobis, le oil. The Mor Darshan, the goy could bring a korban, but he only could bring a oilo. He can't bring nedobis, shlomi. Akum could be doido a oil. So they say over a maisa for Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Volozhiner was the first yeshiva of Klal Yisrael. And here the Torah started. Our yeshiva started Volozhiner. But so the Reb Chaim Volozhiner was collecting money for the yeshiva. So a guy said to the Meshulach, I don't want to give, I will send direct to Reb Chaim. I don't want that the Meshulach in the office get a cut. So he sent it in post special to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is sending back the money. He told him, why Akum could only give Oila? And a Yid could give Shlem. Akum could only give Oila because a guy says, if I give to Hashem, I don't want no one to get a cut. I can't have the Kohen get a cut. It doesn't fit for me. And even if he says this, we know inside, he doesn't forget it. He thinks the Kohen, the Ganovim, the Gaboim, the Askolim, the Jewish Askolim, he thinks. Hashem says, the guy gives, pure, burn it, pure. He'll start to thank you, he'll start to say, who knows what, you know. Gates are open by the Yid, you know, under the table. A Yid knows I'm allowed to give tzedakah, and I'm allowed that the gaboyim will enjoy, and the people will enjoy, and there's nothing bad about it. If you don't understand it, you're like a goy. I don't want your money. I know it's very sharp, this Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Yeah, it's hard for us to relate to it. We have the cup like that, Balabas. This is our goyish cup with the years. It bothers us. Why it bothers Reb Chaim Volozhiner? The Torah said, I'm doing the house of Hashem, and I want the people that are serving to get something. Yes, this is what I want. I want it. The goy cannot be a part of the system. They only can understand pure, pure, pure. So again, I'm saying it's shtar. Don't think that I'm holding and relating to it. I'm also not relating to it enough. But I'm a kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner. And we have to know it comes from a not. This is what Chaim Volozhiner told him. It comes from a bad place, not from a good place. I know. I live in Al-Nuf. Now I have all different people that live around me, and they go to collect money all over the world. Some of them need, and some of them don't need. From every place they go, they say, we're the neighbors with Mr. Campbell. We live in the same city, the same neighborhood, the same yeshiva. And I get phone calls like every couple minutes when I open my phone. And to give this person money, he's talking poor or not. I have a Kabbalah. I only say yes, I never say no. I say, I don't know. I don't know a person to give to who doesn't have to. I didn't come to this world to make sure that some people will not get money. It's not my job. There was one person that I mamish didn't hold that he has to get money. Till today I don't hold that he has to get money. And he goes and he collects and mamish makes money. And you know, I can't help it. But I have a Kabbalah, I never said. Once he showed up, my very good friend of mine, someone's very close to me. But he only gives $50 to the guy that comes to the door. And he called me up and he asked me and this person. So I started to speak about something. So I said, by the way, how much you gave him when he's coming? He said, no, I already gave him $1,000. I wanted to know. I said, but you never give more than 50. He said, I don't know why. I decided to give. I said, if Hashem wants him to get, why am I mixing in? But this is the issue of Chaim Volozhiner. You have to give tzedakah. I'm not saying something is a guy that takes. It's not the point. What bothers you that someone else gets? Al pi halacha, it's tzedakah. This is what I'm trying a little bit to relate to you to Chaim Volozhiner. Al pi halacha, it's tzedakah. It's not stuck, it's like wrong. Reb Chaim Volozhiner gives the Meshulach X amount, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner knows what he's doing. But you feel the ashes, I want my money to go complete. Bothers you that a different youth will get what he has to get? Bothers you that it's coming from not forgiving, not from the Richtige Platz, not from the Richtige Platz. And this is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner told him. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if goyim will bring the dovim and the dovois, it will batter them. The animal eating this meat, so much meat. They're getting this skin, they're getting this, they're getting that. You know what happened? The month and the sukkah. Bilga. Shehimir Adasa. Shmatzach. She was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, one of the Kohanim. She went with her shoe to the Mizbeach and said, Lucas, Lucas, wolf, wolf. So when are you finishing the money of Klal Yisrael? The mother says, so what if she said it? The mother says, kids say what they heard in the house. But she became a goita. What she yelled to the Mizbeach? You eating the money of Klal Yisrael. The goy doesn't forgive. He will bring the dovim and the dovim he will talk because in God will. The rabbi is taking a cut. She says, money from going, no rabbi, no gomish. Burn it. Don't let the rabbi do that. It's a shkofer. Say, when a goy comes to give you an adava, don't take from him something. You say, shall you allow to take or not? I will make it pure, because the goy will never understand. And teach yourself and mechanach yourself. say, I know it's hard. I know it's very hard. It's very hard to have this chayim. I'll finish with one vote. It's really getting late. I want to speak to my blame, but I'm ready. ויצא בן איש הישראלי סבו בן איש מצרי בתייך בני ישראל ואינוצו במחל ויקא בן איש הישראלי סס השם ויקל ויצא זאת רשי מהיכון יוצא רב לוי יום אמוי לא מו יוצא רבי אחי יום אמבש שנאמר לו יוצא ומסניס הרום רומי בזדינוי של מוישה יוצא חיות בו ליטל אוהב בתוך מחנה דון, אמרו לו, מה תפחו לכאן, אמרו לו, מפני סדון עמי, אמרו לו, איש על דיגלו, נכנס בדין של מויצה ויוצא מחויב, אמר וגידו. חיים שמולביץ על השמוס, וייצא בן איש ישראל לסבני קלב. The Ben Ish Israelis wanted to park. They didn't let him to park. He lost in an interior. Vayeitze vayekalem. He started the course. He started with a kal. Said the Chaim Shmulevitz, when a person gets a klap, he loses it. Says the Yisroi, they say, Alamol. It's one of the nicest shmuzim. You have a glass cup, crystal chosh of a glass cup. You put it on the shelf, beautiful. You put it on the floor, beautiful. What happens if it falls on the shelf to the floor? Smash it. The neshama v'yid could be on the top, beautiful. Could be on the bottom, beautiful. But the smash, a person cannot survive. When you get the clap, it's the dangerous moment. Shaul HaMelech. He goes to kill the Amalek, he comes back, he saves the behemoth, Agag. Hayom Shmuel ki mo ascho Hashem lemelech. Hashem doesn't want you. Because he says, is dvar Hashem, makol Hashem, makol Hatzoyin ani shomea, ki chom al ha'om, v'yoyimer, sur no v'yoyimer. I don't think Shmuel spoke very sharp. The Pasuk says before, v'yifke Shmuel kol ha'layla. Shmuel tried to change Gzeira the whole night. You know who is Shaul. And Shmuel, Shaul tells Shmuel, come with me. Shmuel says, no, Hashem doesn't want you. And Shaul holds on to the begging of Shmuel and in tears. Kora Hashem amlachtecho vayoymer Shaul el Shmuel. Kabdeini no negedom. Give me covet against them and come with me to give a Shaul. And Shmuel walks with him. Shaul amelech ben shono b'molche. Ke ben shono b'loiche. Hashem chose him to be number one in Klal Yisrael. It's not voting. It was Hashem. Hashem chose him to be the Melech. Shmuel is the Navi. Hashem doesn't want me. It's over. But you know, we can fake it. Shmuel is the Navi. Excuse me. You the God Lador. I'm the God Lador. Who's faking? Zogdim Chayim Shmuel Levitz. Show told Shmuel, if I get the patch in public so strongly, I will go off the derech. It'll be too much hard for me. Pat it. Put some cushions. And when I fall, I will not get it back. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in life, the danger time for a bocher, young man or a man, is the moment of the klap. That moment, you could behave 50 times worse than who you are. You could smash and nothing can be left of you. When you feel that you're in that position of a clap, make sure to cushion it. Or do you go over to your Rebbe, hold on to me. I'm having a hard time. I need support. Go over to your parents. Go over to your friend. Sometimes you do it to yourself. Remember, when a person has a hard time, Vayeitze, zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Meheichon yotzo, zog Morim, beis dinoi shel Moshe. they didn't let him wear the part. Vayikoy Hashem vayekalel. Chazal said, he said, Yoisi, Yake Yoisi, Yes Yoisi. Not allowed to say. Not, of course, someone else, yeah? I'm sure you understand what it means, Yake Yoisi, Yes Yoisi. Not allowed to say, even in the Moshe, what he said. It's the worst thing that you can be Mekalel. Yake Yoisi, Yes Yoisi. I can't explain it if you don't know. You learn tonight, you don't know it. You learn tonight, you know. You know, I learn tonight. Yaki Yisus, yes. How a person can come to such a madrega? He just lost a piece of land. Yeah, but in Basin they said, you lost. He felt like a piece of garbage. And that moment, down, down, down. Zogdim Chayim Shalemitz, this is the key. When a person falls, catch him. And I'm not talking only for yourself. A lot of times you see a friend of yours. He's in a bad position. We call it he's in a bad place, we say it nowadays. And that is a... Remember, later it's a beautiful glass, crystal glass, could be on the floor beautifully. And in 2 weeks someone will put it back on the shelf. But if no one will catch it when it's falling, it will smash. It will take a long time to put it back together. Good chance.